Today's reading begins in the book of Micah, chapter 1, verse 1. Micah, chapter 1, verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Moresheth in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, you peoples, all of you, pay attention, O earth, and all that is in it, and let the Lord God be a witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place, and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth. And the mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will split open like wax before the fire, like waters poured down a steep place. All this is for the transgression of Jacob, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what is the high place of Judah? Is it not Jerusalem? Therefore I will make Samaria a heap, and the open country a place for planting vineyards, and I will pour down her stones into the valley, and uncover her foundations. All her carved images shall be beaten to pieces, all her wages shall be burned with fire, and all her idols I will lay waste. For from the fee of a prostitute she gathered them, and to the fee of a prostitute they shall return. For this I will lament and wail, I will go stripped and naked, I will make lamentation like the jackals, and mourning like the ostriches. For her wound is incurable, and it has come to Judah, it has reached to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. Tell it not in Gath, weep not at all, in Beth-la-Ephrah, roll yourselves in the dust. Pass on your way, inhabitants of Shephir, in nakedness and shame, the inhabitants of Zaanan, do not come out. The lamentation of Bethesel shall take away from you its standing place. For the inhabitants of Meroth wait anxiously for good, because disaster has come down from the Lord to the gate of Jerusalem. Harness the steeds to the chariots, inhabitants of Lachish. It was the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion, for in you were found the transgressions of Israel. Therefore you shall give parting gifts to Moresheth-Gath. The houses of Achzib shall be a deceitful thing to the kings of Israel. I will again bring a conqueror to you, inhabitants of Mareshah. The glory of Israel shall come to Adullam. Make yourself bald and cut off your hair, for the children of your delight. Make yourselves as bald as the eagle, for they shall go from you into exile. Woe to those who devise wickedness and work evil in their beds. When the morning dawns, they perform it, because it is in the power of their hand. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them away. They oppress a man in his house, a man in his inheritance. Therefore thus says the Lord, behold, against this family I am devising disaster, from which you cannot remove your necks. And you shall not walk haughtily, for it will be a time of disaster. In that day they shall take up a taunt song against you, and moan bitterly, and say, we are utterly ruined. He changes the portion of my people. How he removes it from me. To an apostate he allots our fields. Therefore you will have none to cast the line by lot in the assembly of the Lord. Do not preach, thus they preach. One should not preach of such things. Disgrace shall not overtake us. Should this be said, O house of Jacob, has the Lord grown impatient? Are these his deeds? Do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly? But lately my people have risen up as an enemy. You strip the rich robe from those who pass by trustingly, with no thought of war. The women of my people you drive out from their delightful houses. From their young children you take away my splendor forever. Arise and go, for there is no place to rest, because of uncleanness that destroys with a grievous destruction. If a man should go about and utter wind and lies, saying, I will preach to you of wine and strong drink, he would be the preacher for his people. I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. I will gather the remnant of Israel. I will set them together like sheep in a fold, like flock in a pasture, a noisy multitude of men. He who opens the breach goes up before them. They break through and pass the gate, and going out by it. Their king passes on before them, the Lord at their head. And I said, hear, you heads of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice, you who hate the good and love the evil, who tear the skin off my people and their flesh from off their bones, who eat the flesh of my people, and flay their skin from off them, and break their bones in pieces, and chop them up like meat in a pot, like flesh in a cauldron? Then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not answer them. He will hide his face from them at that time, because they have made their deeds evil. Thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who lead my people astray, who cry peace when they have something to eat, but declare war against him who puts nothing into their mouths. Therefore it shall be night to you without vision, and darkness to you without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets, and the day shall be black over them. The seers shall be disgraced, and the diviners put to shame. They shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and might, to declare Jacob his transgression, and to Israel its sin. Hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob, and rulers of the house of Israel, who detest justice, and make crooked all that is straight, who build Zion with blood, and Jerusalem with iniquity. Its heads give judgment for a bribe, its priests teach for a price, its prophets practice divination for money. Yet they lean on the Lord and say, "Is not the Lord in the midst of us? No disaster shall come upon us." Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed as a field, Jerusalem shall become a heap of ruins, and the mountain of the house a wooded height. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the hills, and people shall flow to it, and many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall decide disputes for strong nations far away, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God for ever and ever. Micah was a prophet who was active in the 8th century B.C., a contemporary of Isaiah. Now, the book of Isaiah levels a lot of accusation against leaders, against those that were part of the royal family. But Micah, he is leveling his accusations against the commoners, the everyday people, the ones that were not in power but still acting unjustly. The book consists of three prophecies that announce judgment on Samaria and Judah and look forward to a future restoration. As is mentioned in the beginning of the book, his prophecy covered Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. He begins by telling them of this coming destruction. Great words being used to describe this destruction, such as verse 4, "The mountains will melt under him, the valleys split open." Terrible imagery to show the day of the Lord would be a great and terrible day. But chapter 2, he begins to get more specific about this wickedness that he is prophesying against. How they devise wickedness through the night, and the next morning, yes, they go out and perform that wickedness. They seize fields, they oppress people, they take their inheritance, and the Lord's response is, "I am devising disaster. Disaster that you cannot escape from. Disaster that you will not be found innocent. You are guilty." Chapter 3 addresses some of the rulers as well. And he asks this question in chapter 3 and the end of verse 1 into verse 2, "Is it not for you to know justice?" In other words, there was a responsibility that was there. But it says, they hate the good and love the evil. They have twisted justice, even going so far as to say that they tear the skin from off the people and the flesh from off their bones. Again, terrible imagery, but the point gets across. So, verse 5 and 6, "Thus says the Lord concerning those prophets that lead my people astray, it shall be night to you without vision, darkness to you without divination." Conversely, he being a prophet of the Lord, a true prophet, verse 8, "I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, with justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin." He's doing the actual work of the Lord with the Lord behind him and through him. Beginning of chapter 4, I'm sure you are familiar with words that we've talked about in times past, that the mountain of the house of the Lord should be established as the highest of the mountains, that people will come to it, and that the word of the Lord would go out from Jerusalem. I hope you're beginning to see the pattern that we have noticed throughout all the prophets, that you have these prophecies against those that are doing evil, but then there is the ray of sunshine that breaks through to show that there is still hope in the future. and we are the beneficiaries of this even today. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.